This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. European leaders are still trying to overcome differences on using frozen Russian assets to raise a loan for Ukraine to fund the war against Russia. Earlier, President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that without it, Ukraine will face a financial shortfall of up to $60 billion next year. James Waterhouse was at the summit in Brussels.
If indeed, as is forecast, Ukraine does run out of money in the spring next year, is that a catalyst for America to try and end the war or to try and force a ceasefire, impose a ceasefire on Ukraine? Or is it a deadline for Russia to really ramp up its offensives? It is this uncertainty and this trajectory, which I think for a country not at war, facing public cuts is one thing. But when you are at war on the receiving end of an invasion, running out of money then is quite a different proposition.
The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has told EU leaders at the summit that a trade deal with the South American trade bloc Mercosur will be delayed until early January. It would create the world's biggest free trade area, but several EU countries, including France and Italy, oppose it. They're worried their goods could be undercut by cheaper alternatives. Democrats on the US House Oversight Committee have released a further 68 photographs from the estate of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Several show the Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the left-wing intellectual Noam Chomsky. They do not depict misconduct. Tom Bateman reports.
Today's pictures include images of passports from multiple countries said to be of women Epstein and his associates were recruiting. And this screen grab of a series of text messages appearing to discuss the trafficking for $1,000 of an 18-year-old from Russia. Another photo shows Epstein with three women or girls. We don't know their ages and have blurred them to protect their identities. There are also several photos showing words written onto a woman's body. The lines are quotes from Lolita, a novel about a man's sexual obsession with a child.
Violence has broken out in a part of the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka, after a leader of the student protest movement that ousted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina last year died of shotgun injuries. Anbarasa Netarajan has more.
Hardy's killing is likely to escalate political tensions in a country that remains volatile. He was an outspoken critic of neighbouring India, where Ms. Hasina remains in self-imposed exile. Bangladeshi political parties have mourned his death and urged the interim government to bring the perpetrators to justice. Soon after Hadi was shot, the interim leader, Mohammed Yunus, said it was a premeditated attack and the objective of the conspirators was to derail the election. But he did not name anyone.
World News from the BBC. Protests have been held across Argentina against proposals to radically change the country's labour laws. President Milei wants to make it easier for employers to fire staff and to reduce the amount paid in social security contributions. Octavio Arguello, from one of Argentina's largest trade unions, says he'll fight against the proposal.
Esto es una gran mentira. Esto es para sus amigotes.
This is a big lie. This is for their cronies, the economic power who always come to exploit and take away our dignity. That's why, comrades, today more than ever, we are starting this struggle plan. And I'm convinced that if they don't listen to us, we'll end up in a national strike. So don't give up. Fight. Struggle across the country.
Scientists have identified a highly infectious virus affecting whales in the Arctic that could be linked to mass strandings, a phenomenon in which they strand themselves on land. The discovery was made during using drones which hovered over the giant mammals to collect samples of their breath as they came up for air. The researchers hope this breakthrough will help them to spot other deadly threats to ocean life earlier. President Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The move is the biggest shift in cannabis regulation in more than 50 years, although it stops short of full federal legislation of the drug for recreational use. Mr. Trump said the move would allow further research into the drug. The United Nations General Assembly has elected Barham Saleh, a former Iraqi president, as the next UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The veteran Kurdish politician has himself been a refugee when he fled to Britain to escape persecution during the rule of Saddam Hussein. Mr. Saleh will lead an organisation facing a funding crisis. BBC News.